Kabul suicide attack. A suicide attack has been done on a hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan on Monday, December 12. Chinese citizens were staying in this hotel. So far, 5 people have died in the attack. 2 police officers are also included in the dead. On the previous day, China's ambassador Wang Yu had met Afghanistan's deputy foreign minister Sher Mohammad Stangzai in Kabul regarding the security of Chinese citizens. According to sources of ABP News in Kabul, many Chinese citizens are present in the hotel. The hotel has been attacked by terrorists armed with automatic weapons. The attackers are also wearing suicide jackets. There has also been a huge explosion in the hotel and firing is also going on. This hotel is located in the downtown area of Kabul. 3 attackers killed. Taliban government spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said that 3 attackers were killed in the attack on the hotel in Kabul's Sharano district. According to him, all the hotel guests were saved and no foreigner was killed. The spokesman said that 2 foreign nationals were injured when they came out of the hotel. This hotel is popular among Chinese citizens. International guests from China and other countries stay in this Chinese hotel. Chinese businessmen also stay in this hotel and it is very popular among Chinese citizens. According to Afghanistan's Tolo News, residents of the Sharano area confirmed that they heard explosions and gunfire. Security officials have not commented yet. Pakistan's embassy was also attacked. Expressing concern about the safety of its embassy and citizens in Afghanistan, China had urged for concrete arrangements on the previous day itself. Last week, there was an attack targeting Pakistan's embassy in Kabul.